Okay, that's Zion of the days, and here we are right at the beginning. Aloha Olive. Barak Gimel, Aloha Olive. My gosh, I could not get you guys up for anything. Arba'an Nedarim Nitiru Chachamim. Nidrei Zeruzin, Nidrei Havai, Nidrei Shigagot, Nidrei Onasim. נדרי זירוזין, היה מוכר חפץ, אמר, קודם שאני פוחת לך מן הסלע, והוא אמר, קודם שאני מוסיף לך על השקר, שניהם רוצים בשלושה. רבי אליעזר בן יעקב אומר, אף הוא רוצה להדיר את חברו שיוכל אצלו. יאמר לו, כל נדר שאני עתיד לדור, הרי הוא בטל, בלעד שזכור בשעה שנדר. What's going on? כל הנדרים, לאו חכמים הם שמתירים. I mean, after all, you're saying, I mean, assuming that when it says Armin Adorim, it means that it's Mutarim, means that a Chachokim can be Matirit, the way we saw was the one sheet in the Bavli. So then what's the meaning of saying Arba Adorim Itiru? Any letter Chachokim can be Matir, no? I mean, there, doesn't it say, K'tiv Adabir Mashal Roshei Matot, Tola HaParashah Roshei Matot? So the whole Parshat Adorim is dependent on Rosh Hashanah. Why would that be? It's not true of any other mitzvah in the Torah. Must mean because the Rosh Hashanah, the definer is of Neder, that they can be Matir Nidreyahan. In which case, what would the Mishnah mean when it says only four Nidarim on Mutar? Rabbi Yudav Shem Shmuel learns this halacha about Torahs Nidarim from somewhere else. Lo Yachel Devaro, who ain't on Mechal Devaro, but Acher. Some Bezdin or some Mumcha, whatever, can be made into Chulin. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yehoshua learns it out from another pasuk. Nishbati va'akayma. David HaMelech is saying va'akayma. So you see clearly that it's at least possible, pa'amim she'no mekayim, that he hadn't wanted to be mekayim, he could have been mekayim. Said Rabbi Yehoshua brings it from yet another pasuk. Hashem nishbati be'api. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'api Nishbati, now I have Charota, Chozer Anibi. So since he's saying Be'api, so you see from here that it's possible to find a Petah, to say, well, I didn't mean it.
Is there any
Nachkumina
by these different choices?
Ulai, that's what we get to see in the Torah. V'chol ha'nedarim chachamim hem shematirin, v'tanin ha'arba'a nedarim itiru chachamim. So now, if we're bringing over this psukim, that learn out after the Dharma in general, so now we should ask in all of them, how come it says over here only four Nidorim? Says Rav Elazar, B'shem Ruchi Rabba, Eilu in a tzuchim etter chacham, the Arba Nidorim, Hitiru chachamim means without requiring a petach. So that we have an umdana, that's the meaning of the language. Rav Shmuel Trein Amrim,
Eilu,
No, change the gears. Rav Shmuel Trein Amrim, Eilu Einan Tzrichin Heter Chocham. And Rav Shmuel also both say, these four Nedarim are Mutter without She'ela. Hati, these. Well, there were two sets in the four Nedarim. One in which the Lashon of the letter we understand as an Undana to mean X, as opposed to meaning what it says, seems to be saying. And the other was the Dreyonasim, where the Chachamim were matir in vague language and didn't consider it to be Gorm Shabbat. So if he's Mepharish, then that we accept that pitch. Heitiv Kisa, Vare Lomatzini Petach Nedarim Elamika. Since the whole din of Heter Nedarim is learned from here, this is the Shita that we had, Ravasi and the Bava, that Eina Chacham Matir Elaka Eina Arba Nedarim Ayu. In other words, we're holding up this Mishnah as a model for what type of neder a chokham should be matir, meaning that the person is saying, I was never neder al daskin. I never meant this at all as a neder. So, I mean, if we're holding it up, ke'en arban adorim alolo, doesn't that mean that these nedarim actually require heter chokham? Because otherwise, what's it have to do with using them as a model? It's a completely different meaning here, because we understand Lechatchila to mean that. So how could Rav Shmuel say that it doesn't require Heter Chacham at all? And therefore, in other words, we're not taking for granted that, no, it's not true, calling the Dvarim Chachamim Matirim. Rather, the Mishnah is, this answers the original question. You thought that a Chachamim Matir any Neder. No, a Chachamim Matir, things which are absolutely clear that they're not meant as a Neder. So that's only these four Nedarim. Amar Le Shmuel, Chagor Ale Motna. So Shmuel, why don't you tie this onto your belt. Make it your fanny pack, this Mishnah, okay? Because this Mishnah is kailel all the Nedarim that require Heter Chacham, even the Chachamim, but the Arba Nedarim Alolu, everything requires Heter Chacham, the way you're learning. So walk around with the entire pack in the Nedarim on your pack. This makes sense to you? You're going to carry around all the Nedarim in this Mishnah. I carry around all the Nedarim in this Mishnah. This is the sum total of the Nedarim that I've had to chacham. I don't believe it for a minute. And in fact, Matnita Pligi Al-Isi. How can a Ravasi hold this? He holds that Arba Nedarim Tzikam Heter Chacham. It says in the Farish later on in the Mishnah, Avzei Yechol Ha'afren Nidrosh Shaloh Al-Pi Chacham. In the case of the Imlo Titen Levni Kur Chitim, right? That whole case. So the guy could say, Areani Kilo Itkabalti. So we say, Areani Kilo Itkabalti. So you see from here, that's the equivalent, basically, of Nidre Zeruzim. So you see, when you add, Av Ze, it says, Av Ze Yechol Atirat in Dor Shalal Pichrafam. What do you mean, Av Ze? It's not Av Ze, it's only Ze. So you see that until now, we've also been discussing the Dorian, that only find a Heter Al Pichrafam. What do you mean, only? So what are those? The four Nedarim with which we begin the parak. So that means not only these four Nedarim is Shalom Api Chacham, Abzeh Shalom Api Chacham. It's according to you, it requires Chacham. What do you tell me, Abzeh? You should say, Harezeh Yechol Atir Nidro Shalom Api Chacham. So you see clearly that the whole meaning of the parak is to discuss the Nedarim that are on their prima facie. They're not meant to be Nedarim. So therefore, I don't accept what you're saying for a minute. So what's Ravasi going to do with this? Potar lo kol nedarim tzrichim petach mimakom acher ve'elu pitcham betzidan. This doesn't mean, when it says abzeh, it doesn't mean that the others don't require heter and that this doesn't require heter. It means that by other nedarim you're going to have to find some type of petach. That's the pshat. The arm and nedarim don't need to look for a petach. It doesn't mean that you don't need heter. You need a heter. So I'm not saying that these are the only Nedarim with a heter. I'm saying these are the only Nedarim in which you're matirit, but you don't have to be matriah to find a petach. You just have to say mutar lecha. And that, when it says abze yachol, also means the chokum doesn't have to find a petach in mimakom acher. Oh, you're saying areni kilit kabalti. Fine, mutar lecha. That's enough. That's all it means. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Hadada Adamer, we said before, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabin Shmuel, that you don't even need Heter Chacham. That's only B'she'inam Ma'amidim. It's only if they're not insisting that, no, I really meant this. I meant I wasn't going to give the guy a penny more. But, so therefore, we say that Mitchila, he was thinking about Shlosha. Not that he was really thinking about not to spend more than a shekel. That's why it says, as we were the dike in the Babi, Shnehem Rotzim B'Shlosha. All along, that's what they've won. And the Ron brings this to Yerushalmi to explain the meaning of our Gemara. Aval imayu ma'amidim, if they say, no, I really meant it. I thought it wasn't worth more than a shekel. So then, Tzrichim Heter Chacham, if you want to change your mind now, after you really meant such a neder, there's nothing about this neder that says if you meant it, it can't be a neder. Because over there was people Ibo Shabim at the time that you made the matter. Change the gears a little bit. Hoya ma'amina tzavetzel zeh. If the mocher now is selling to two different people. So he's ma'amina tzavetzel zeh, no ma'amina. So now he wants one of them that he doesn't like. He doesn't really want to sell to him. So to him he needs it. And he's trying to discourage the other guy. Then afterwards he's going to come down to the guy that he's friendly with. But he only makes one netter over here, right? So it's not a netter at all. Miachashe batel etzel zeh, yibatel zeh. Because over here, since he didn't mean the matter literally as he said it, because to one of the two people that he was talking to, it was only Nidrei Ziruzin, therefore the netter is bottled completely. It's like a netter shuta mitzvah. You can't have a netter that means something in one direction, doesn't mean something in another direction. The Talmidim, Talmidoi, the Rabbi Chiya bar Luliani, Omer Rav Yudin, She'ilo, they asked a question like this, Iboyelo. Hayom mer zebesel, v'zel mer liten lo b'shalosh, v'zel mer b'shek. How about the mocher now, it's talking about the two buyers. So one of them is saying, I'm not going to pay more than three dinars. The other guy is saying, I'm not going to buy it for more than two dinars. The mocher now says, well, I'm telling you right now, I'm not going down from a seller, which is four dinars. So the guy who said three is not mami, because over there he's close. He now is being mazaris. So the guy that he was saying two, he's over there being mami. So they asked, is he mutter? If the other guy pulls out, could he sell it now with less? Mi'akha shebitel dinar etzel zeh? And he answered him, yivatelo dinar achara etzlo yitenu bishnayim. Once he said that I didn't have in kavona only zeruth, so then ein achinam, it's not people libo shavim. So therefore the netter isn't chal when he says I'm not going to pay less than a seller. Even though he's being minded to the other guy, that the other guy is selling, telling him, I'm not going to give him less than three, that's considered to be Dvarim Shebaleit. And therefore it's not Chalon either. So he could sell it to him even for two. This was a shadow related to Ram, had raised it in Armasech. Alright, good beginning. Okay, we're up to Omer Rabbi Ami. And it's the bottom of Amud Aleph. Om Rabbani, Mantani Nidrei Ziruzin, Rabbi Tarfon. When it says Nidrei Ziruzin on Mutorim, that this was Dafka when his Das was Bishas HaNeder this way, that's Shnehem Ravzim. But Rabbi Tarfon, the Potter Labama Amidim, Tarfon learns when it says Shnehem Ravzim, that what we're talking about over here, that now they want to have Charot. And Rabbi Tarfon is the one who holds that it's in a case where it's not. This, we entertain this possibility in the Bavli because of Nidrei that are not Yafli Ki Yafli. So remember, he holds that if you have both of them coming, so Rabbi Tarfon said Shneim Enim Enim Nazirim, and that's the reason why over here also, because it is not clear what it is that he's referring to. So, Mamela, it's not considered to be 100% a netter, but not because that this is what it was that he was referring to all along. So this is Rabbi Tarfon, the Potelo of Mamidim. Even though they were Mami, there's Divrayim, it's not considered to be a because it's a Tanai, basically. Omer Rabba argues. Rabbi Ba says it's not true. It's Divrei Hakol, it's going even according to Rabban that holds that even on a Tanai, there's no Chisron and Hafla'ah. And it's talking about a case where they're not Ma'amidim, and that's the meaning when it says, Shneihem Rotzim B'Shalosh, it means that they wanted all along. In Teimar B'Ma'amidim, because if you're going to tell me that we're talking about, only in a, even in a case where he meant to be Neider, and now he's trying to change his mind, and the only reason that it's Mutter is because he's not saying clearly what he does want, so then if that would be the case, it should say, Niste Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rebbe Tarfon, Shnei Amar Mudavar Achad. Since in the Sefer, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov says, HaRotze Ladir Chavirosh Yoch Aletz Lo. So when he says, Af HaRotze, Af is Mashma, that it's talking over there, that he was Ma'amid, I really mean it. And nonetheless, it's Mutter, why? Because a letter is not Chal, when it's dependent on a Tanai, because it's not Kiyafli, since if the guy will eat by me, it's not a netter, so therefore it's not a netter even when the guy doesn't eat by me. So if that's the case, why doesn't it say, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, v'Rebbe Tarfon, both say, that Nedorim and Nazirus, lo nitnu ela lahaflo. We never found such a thing. We never found that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds daf like Rabbi Tarfon. So the Mishnah must be talking about a completely different svara, not because of the lack of hafla'ah, but rather for our understanding of the meaning of the language. And what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is saying is a continuation even of the Chachomi, Aparot Zeladar's Chavera, because of Nidre Ziruzim and the language, and not because Nidre Chasre Hafla'ah. Itanoi Tana Harotzeh. There's a Tana that learns that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says Harotzeh, and there's another Gersa that says Itanoi Tana Af Harotzeh. Now that would mean that it's a continuation of the Tanakama. Suman did Mamar Harotzeh, that indeed is a riot to Rabbani. Because Rabbani says that Harotzeh, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, is not a Osof on the Tanakama, it's a separate din. And that is a riot to Rabbani, who holds that the svara in the Reisha is because of Hafla'ah, and it's talking about Ma'amidim. And therefore, that's Rabbi Tarfa. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is saying another svara. And therefore, you can't ask your Namasa, how come? The only kash in Rabbani was from the word af. How come we don't find that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agrees that lo nitna naziris in adorn elav hafla'ah? But if you don't have the word af, so then he's saying something related, but different in its svara. And then that would explain why, in fact, we never find Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agreeing. And that would work out perfectly. Man diomer af harotzeh, that's a riot to Rabbi Abba. Because Rabbi Abba was the one arguing to Rabbani based on the lashon of the Mishnah, that we never find Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agreeing with Rabbi Tarfon. So it works out beautifully. Man diomer af harotzeh, miseyeh le Rabbi Abba. So it's talking about him as being a continuation of the ratio. That's the correct years. Yeah, obviously. Okay. Rabbi Pedas, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, said, Mantana Nidre Rizuruzin, Rabbi Tarfon. So he also holds like Rabbami, that the Mishnah is talking about B'Mamid, and nonetheless it's not considered to be a neder, not because all along he wanted something else, but because Lo Nitnan Nizirut Nidorim, El Alahafla'ah. In which case, keni matniti. What the Mishnah essentially is saying is that kol neder shani atid lidor harehu batel bavad sheezachur b'shat neder below it. Now, this that it says in the Mishnah, when he says kol neder that I'm going to be noder, that's dafka when he says all of my nedorim is kavona is that if he remembers at the tnai that the time of the neder he means to be mevat of the neder, but it certainly his das is not. That if he doesn't remember the t'nai, that his neder should be bottom. Avo imi t'na afa pi she'eno zachur. If he says beferish at the time of the neder, that all nedorim that I will be neder will be bottom, even if I don't remember the t'nai, so then indeed the neder is bottom, because it's like a misirat moda'ah. It's a whole question of how such a thing works. Now, a lot of the achronim, taina that it works only mitam heter nedorim. Because just because you said something at one time doesn't mean that that should change what it is that you say later. Unless, since we find by nedorim there is a special halacha of heter nedorim, so it's not worse what you say yourself should be matir the neder in advance than what the Chacham says should be matter in the neder ex post facto. Because it's a gilui in this is not being a lo yochel devora. But enochinami, if it wouldn't be for that, it's not going to work, Stan. What you're saying now is what counts. It doesn't matter that you said something a different time. So all of this has been a dorm. You can cancel a neder by making it tonight. Avo bishvuis? When it comes to a shvuah, you cannot be mevatel a shvuah with a tnai that you made before. So b'shvuahs tani ben adorim, ain't tani b'shvuahs. Ke'adi de tani. So what about now, if that's the case, when it says in the Braita, shvuot adayanim kitanyan shebelibenu, lo kitnai shebelibchem. The lashon that we have is al da'atenu and al da'at beding, velo al da'atchem. Right? The lashon Yerushalmi is the way we understand that any conditions that we're making, not conditions that you're making. So you see from over there that you can make a Tanai believe unless you specifically are told but you have to make it all tonight, Besdin. And you're claiming that you cannot make it tonight in your heart when it comes to Shavuos. Rabbi Yehuda answers, Kitnai shebelibo hu mashbio. Really, there would be no Tanai, even if you were a Masna, it wouldn't help. The Lama hu matnemas, why do you have to speak it out? Because people will think that they could have made it tonight. Even though the Maisha wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have worked at all. But if a Bezdin is making a person be Nishpa, the person has to know that it won't work. Otherwise he'll think, well, I'm swearing, but I really mean in my heart to keep my fingers crossed. So he'll think that he can get away with that. So we're telling him nothing is going to work. So mipnei adyotot shelo yomru yesh tnayei b'shavuot. Tani Rabbi Chananya kamei Rabbi Mani. Chananya asked for k'tiv, ki et asher yeshno po, asher inenu po. In other words, you see over there that Moshe Rabbeinu was mashbia. The way al data makom. Why did he have to say it? Mach mamina. How exactly do you see from there that Tanai is Moel? Omalei. Because the meaning of Asher Yeshno Po, Asher Neno Po, is that just like Ma Dorota Ba'im Acharenu, Engeli Ban Tanai. I mean, they're not even here yet, so they can't be making it tonight. So, Afbeli Beinu, Engeli Beinu Tanai. So you have to say the same thing is true over here. Why does he have to say that? You know, apparently you can't make it tonight. Right? So it's al-dati. So from here it's mashma that you can make it tonight. Again, kiderech ha-yushami, we don't answer the question. We leave the question hanging. But it's mashma from there that if you wouldn't have told them, you know, they could have come back and said, we made it tonight on the Torah. Okay, we're up to Omer Rabbi Ami on the bottom of Omer Ami. Omer Rabbi Ami. Manta ni nidre zi-ruzi. Rabbi Tarfu. When it says Nidre Zeruzin or Mutorim, that this was Dafka when his Das was Bishas HaNeda this way, that's Shnehem Rotzim. But Rabbi Tarfon, the Potter Labba Ma'amidim, Rabbi Tarfon learns when it says Shnehem Rotzim, that what we're talking about over here, that now they want to have Charot. And Rabbi Tarfon is the one who holds that it's in a case where it's not. We entertain this possibility in the Bavli because of Nidre that are not Yafli, Ki Yafli. So remember he holds that if you have both of them coming, so Rabbi Tarfon said Shneim Enim Nazirim. And that's the reason why over here also, because it's not clear what it is that he's referring to. So Mamela, it's not considered to be 100% a neder, but not because that this is what it was that he was referring to all along. So this is Rabbi Tarfon, the potelo b'ma'amidim. Even though they were ma'amid as divrayim, it's not considered to be a because it's a tanai, basically. Omer Rabbi Ba argues. Rabbi Ba says it's not true. It's divrei hakol. It's going even according to Rabban that hold that even on a tanai there's no chisron and hafla'a. And it's talking about a case where they're not ma'amidim, and that's the meaning when it says shneihem rotzim b'shalosh. It means that they wanted all along. Inti mar b'ma'amidim, because if you're going to tell me that we're talking about only in a case where he meant to be neider and now he's trying to change his mind, and the only reason that it's mutter is because he's not saying clearly what he does want. So then, if that would be the case, it should say Niste Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Rabbi Tarfon Shneam Amru Davar Achad. Since in the Seifa Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says Harotze Ladir Chavi Roshi Yochal Etzlo. So when he says Af Harotze, Af is Mashma that it's talking over there that he was Ma'amid. I really mean it. And nonetheless, it's Mutter. Why? Because a Neder is not Chal when it's dependent on it tonight. Because it's not Kiyafli. Since if the guy will eat by me, it's not a neder, so therefore it's not a neder even when the guy doesn't eat by me. So if that's the case, why doesn't it say Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov vi Rabbi Tarfon both say that Nedorim and Nazirus lo nitnu ela lahaflo. We never found such a thing. We never found that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds daf like Rabbi Tarfon. So the Mishnah must be talking about a completely different svara, not because of the lack of hafla'ah, but rather for our understanding of the meaning of the language. And what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is saying is a continuation even of the Chachomi, Acharot to others Chavera, because of Nidre Ziruzim and the language, and not because Nidre Chasre Hafla'a. Itanoi Tana Harotseh. There's a Tana that learns that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says Harotseh, and there's another Girsa that says Itanoi Tana Acharotseh. Now that would mean that it's a continuation of the Tanakama. Suman did Mamar Harotseh, that indeed is a riot to Rabbani. Because Rabbani says that Harotseh, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, is not a Osof on the Tanakama, it's a separate din. And that is a riot to Rabbani, who holds that the Svara in the Reisha is because of Hafla'ah, and it's talking about Ma'amidim. And therefore, that's Rabbi Tarfa. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is saying another Svara. And therefore, you can't ask an Amatzah. So how come the only Kash in Rabbani was from the word Av? How come we don't find that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agrees that Lo Nitna Naziris in Adorim Elav Afla'a? But if you don't have the word Av, so then he's saying something related but different in its Svara. And then that would explain why, in fact, we never find Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agreeing. And that would work out perfectly. Ma'an Diomer Av Harotzeh. That's a riot to Rav Abba, because Rav Abba was the one arguing to Rav Ami based on the Lashon of the Mishnah that we never find Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agreeing with Rabbi Tarfon. So it works out beautifully. So it's talking about him as being a continuation of the Reish. That's the correct years. Yeah, obviously. Okay. Rabbi Pidas, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, said, Mantan and Nidre Rizuzin, Rabbi Tarfa. So he also holds like Rabbi Ami, that the Mishnah is talking about B'Ma'amid, and nonetheless it's not considered to be a neder, not because all along he wanted something else, but because Lo Nitna Nezirut in the Dorim, Ela La Hafla'a.